So I remembered this great painting that we have in our pastoral center from John August Swanson. He is a local artist who does a lot of work near the University of Loyola Marymount. And John has done all kinds of great serigraphs. And this is the scene where that gospel of John was read tonight. It's John 13, and it's the description of the Last Supper. And John is here, and he places Jesus washing the feet of the disciples. And having washed the feet of the disciples, Judas leaves, the one who is to betray him. And then our Lord turns and says to the disciples, I want you to do what I have done. That the love that I have shown to you is the love that I expect and hope and want from you. So you must do what I have done for you. And then that final statement that was just read, that the great command is to love then one another. And if you are to be a follower of Jesus Christ, that is what marks your identity, that love. So I saw a film this week on Thursday called 42. Anyone see that film yet? Okay, just a few of you. My goodness, I thought you people are all movie. I suppose you have to wait till it comes out in a DVD or live stream or something before you see it. But the film is a pretty extraordinary descriptive of Jackie Robinson. And Jackie, as you know, is the first African-American to be able to be allowed to play baseball, professional sport. And it was an extraordinary year, a year of great acclaim, a year of incredible success, a year of extraordinary change. But it was not without a great, great deal of struggle and pain and a lot of rancor. We were in the 40s now, and there was a great deal of struggle over that issue. And so you have the owner of the Dodgers, Branch Rickey. And Branch was not a young man when he decided that he wanted to change baseball. He's the owner of the Dodgers. And so he looked and found for Jackie Robinson. And Jackie, in that year when there was so much turmoil around that experience, kept asking Branch, why did you do it? He one time said, well, it was money. Another time he said, I did it because we want to win baseball games. Another time he said it because, you know, we want to win the World Series and we're looking for the best athletes. Doesn't matter the color of their skin. And then one day he got spiked by another player and he's lying on this kind of recovery place. And he looks up at the owner of the Dodgers and he said, Branch Rickey, tell me the truth. Why are you doing this? And he looked at him and he said, you know, when I was a young man, I was in college in Ohio. And there was a young man in my class, African-American. And he was being just brutalized by people. He had great talent and gifts and blessings, but was never allowed really to do all the things that he knew in his heart he could do. And he said, I did try to help him. I was a young guy and I did my best. But I know now it wasn't enough. I really didn't do as much, looking back on it, that I could have done. I should have stood for him more strongly. I should have tried to support him more. I should have tried to do something that would help to change his life. And I didn't do that. So I'm making up for the sin of my life. He didn't use the word sin, but for the mistake of my life. And I thought, wow, isn't that a nice place to land at the end of life? Looking back at the mistakes we've made and doing the best that we can for a corrective. And so Branch Rickey changed professional baseball. And he became then this great person who made a difference in the life of this young man and in the lives of so many people that followed. And I think that that's, to me, really what this gospel is suggesting tonight. The gospel is suggesting that the mark of a person that follows Jesus Christ is the mark of care, of love, of a lack of prejudice, of a sense of welcome and hospitality for every person we meet. I had First Communion this Saturday. And on the Sunday before last, not this weekend, but last Sunday, one of the little couples, one of the families that I know well, went over to Nazareth House with their child. And they took that child and had her bring big boxes of donuts into the rooms of these poor souls who have no one to visit them. So many people in that place are just alone and sitting there at a very advanced age. And I asked them, well, why did you do that? Why did you bring donuts and why did you celebrate Mass at Nazareth House last Sunday? And he said, because my daughter is going to make her first Holy Communion this Saturday at St. Monica's. And I want her to know that the Eucharist is not just about receiving the body and blood of Jesus Christ. It's about service. And I want to teach her at 7 years of age something that's taken me a long time to come to know. And so, that's how she prepared to receive Holy Communion here at St. Monica's yesterday. Serving those folks. The last little thought that came to my mind was Tom Clark. Tom comes to this Mass usually on Saturday night, but sometimes on Sunday. And I, on Thursday night, after I came back from that film, was coming back to Santa Monica, and someone called and said that Tom now was in his own room. He had had more surgery because he had a reoccurrence of cancer. He'd been in Cornerstone. He was one of the lead people for the liturgy at 5:30 on Saturday, and so he'd done a lot here. So I stopped at the hospital, and I went in, and I went upstairs at St. John's. And I went by, I don't know, 15 rooms of people there at the bed watching television like this, alone. And I walked into the room, and there's Tom Clark, and the room was full of people. The whole room was filled with the people from St. Monica's, supporting him, encouraging him, loving him. And I thought to myself, you know, good for us, but good for him. Because it's his little acts of kindness and care and involvement in one of the ministries that helps to create a formation of spirituality for men in this community, and then to helps to create a liturgy around that 5:30 on Saturday night. And as a result of that, people respond to him back in love. So the mark for Tom Clark that night was you. But it was also him and what he's done. And I thought that's an extraordinary reminder of this gospel and those small acts that make a difference in this world. What I didn't tell you about that film is, right after it was over, Jerry Wilkerson and Dave Sork, classmates of mine, went over to Mimi's for a little supper. And when I walked in, I got there early because these guys are slow, so I beat it right over there. And I walked in and there was a woman who took me to my seat. And I said, wow, I've just seen this film, 42. It really makes you feel terrific. She said, sir, it made me feel terrific. But when I walked out of that theater last night, she had just seen it last night. She said, when I walked out of that theater, I wanted to go out and change this world. I wanted to go out and do something good for someone else. I wanted to make some little difference in this world. And I thought to myself, is that what happens to us on Sunday night after the 5:30 liturgy? Do we go out and feel we need to to make a difference and change this world. I hope so. 42 and St. Monica's. How about that? I'd like to end with this story. A young woman remembers her beloved grandfather. Grandpa was a man of integrity. He was a rancher who loved his family fiercely and passed down simple yet important life lessons. My dad tells a story about helping his dad tediously washing a borrowed farm equipment before he returned that piece of equipment to the neighbor. And he said, I would always ask my dad, why are you cleaning this? It was dirty when we got it. And his dad, my grandfather, always said, son, always return something a little better than when you found it. Return it a little better than when you found it. And so after a week of my grandfather's funeral, I helped my dad vacuum, wash, and refuel a car he had borrowed from a friend. After accepting the vehicle, the friend leaned over to me and remarked, whenever I loan something to your dad, I know it will come back in even better shape. And that is my grandfather's legacy. He left the world just a little better than he found it. My sisters and brothers, I sure hope we can say the same. Amen.